this is not the immigration story you heard in elementary school. You know, an immigrant arrives in the U.S. in search of the American dream. She works hard, gets her green card, takes an English test, and becomes a citizen. Not that that story was wrong, it's just the reality is a lot more complicated.
I'm originally from London, England, and I got my U.S. citizenship myself in 2004.
I met Jim Hodges at a Flag Day celebration in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. Jim has lived in the U.S. since the mid-90s. He works for a local organization that helps other immigrants.
We basically help people to complete their citizenship application, which is the N-400. That is the form that the citizenship officer will review with the client when they're going through their test.
The N-400 is 10 pages long and asks over 100 questions. Back at his office at the St. James ESL Center, Jim walks me through the form.
Have you tried to smuggle someone into the country? Have you ever not paid your taxes? Have you ever been in a mental institution for 5 years or more?
Or have you ever smuggled drugs? Have you ever been a prostitute? Do you gamble illegally?
Have you been married to more than one person at the same time? Questions about deportation? It's a whole spectrum of what may have happened to you since you've had a green card.
This form is almost like a test as much as it is an application.
It is, yeah. Every question is a loaded question. I'll go through it with the clients, you know, and they say, well, why are they asking that? And I'll say, well, it's good moral character. Prove to us why you think you're suitable to be a citizen of the United States.
That phrase, good moral character, comes up a lot when I ask people about the N-400. Nearly 3 of the 10 pages in the form are devoted to it. Some of the questions you might expect, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been convicted of a crime? But other questions might strike you as unusual. I asked Seattle immigration lawyer Carol Edward about some of the more surprising ones. Have you ever been a member of or in any way associated, either directly or indirectly, with the Communist Party, Totalitarian Party, or a terrorist organization? The Communist Party kind of surprised me. I mean, would that preclude you from becoming an American?
If you were an active member of the Communist Party, they would not allow you to become a U.S. citizen. For now, that doesn't seem to be as big an issue as it used to be. But they do look at that, and that is important to them.
And what about this one? Did you work for or associate in any way with the Nazi government of Germany? I mean, that can't apply to many people anymore, right?
Well, especially the way that the question is raised, because it says here, let's see, between March 23rd, 1933 and May 8th, 1945, a lot of people who are applying for citizenship were not born during that time.
In a way, this immigration document is like a history of the country.
If you look at the N-400 and the questions they ask, you'll see the concerns that were raised over the years about who we wanted to come into the United States. What's interesting is that usually they don't take those questions out. They just sort of keep getting more and more restrictive, but it's based on the issues of the day.
And some of the language sounds really old-fashioned, like something out of a Dickens novel. Like, have you ever been a habitual drunkard? Jim gets a lot of questions about this one.
People will say to me, what? I say, are you alcoholic? Oh, no.
It strikes me as odd that they're asking things that native-born Americans don't have to prove to stay here.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody thinks of the terrorism point of view. I can remember living in London when the IRA were active, and some of the terrorist activities came from people who were born and raised in the area. So it's kind of a good question. But, you know, immigration have to screen somehow.
Okay, but if the screening process is so complicated, why become a citizen? Why not just live here with a green card? This is how attorney Carol Edward answers that question.
Anyone who's not a citizen is always at risk of being deported if they have a problem. If you have somebody who is here in the United States and they have a family member that becomes very seriously ill in another country, and they then go and stay with that family member too long, the government could charge them with having abandoned their residency.
Still, the prospect of filling out the N-400 seems intimidating. I mean, all the questions they ask about your good moral character, where you've traveled, questions about your political beliefs. At Flag Day, Jim meets people who are worried.
There's been a couple of people who have come by with specific legal questions. I would like to apply for citizenship, but I've had XYZ going on in my life. Is that a barrier? Most time we can iron out those kinks and have people successfully apply.
There's a big incentive to apply this year. The upcoming presidential election, you have to be a citizen to vote for the president. And for many immigrants, having a say in their adopted country is worth all the anxiety that comes with navigating the application process, including the N-400. Lindsay Lowe, KPLU News.